I got an email this week from Lionheart Autographs. They were letting me know that they were auctioning off notes related to a very famous trial this week.
Dateline, Dayton, Tennessee, July 11th, 1925.
The notes were written by legendary attorney Clarence Darrow a few months after he defended a teacher named John Scopes. Scopes' crime? He taught evolution to public school students in the state of Tennessee, which was forbidden by law. The Scopes trial was a contentious drama.
A full house of avid spectators from all over the nation filed in to hear the debate. The issue was no longer the innocence or guilt of Scopes, but rather the final death struggle between two basic human philosophies, fundamentalism versus modernism. The upcoming battle had been facetiously dubbed the Monkey Trial, and the public demonstrations took advantage.
Even before it began, the media was calling it the trial of the century, and it's held that designation ever since.
Pepperdine University history and law professor Edward Larson has written a book about it. It's called Summer for the Gods. He is in Argentina right now, which is where I reached him. And he said Clarence Darrow's opponent in this trial, William Jennings Bryan, was a force.
At the time, William Jennings Bryan was one of the most famous orators in the world. He had been nominated 3 times for president. He'd been the American Secretary of State, and he was also a devout evangelical Christian, and he had been crusading against teaching of evolution. Clarence Darrow, at that time, was the most famous agnostic or atheist in America. He would argue against religiously motivated legislation and played the role quite a bit like Richard Dawkins would play today.
Edward Larson says the trial was about far more than teaching evolution.
At the time, prohibition had recently been enacted with William Jennings Bryan's support. Prohibition was viewed by many as an effort by religious leaders in America to sort of control the morals, legally enforce the morals. There was also a major issue back then about birth control. There were major efforts to allow birth control, but the government had banned it. So there was this movement that seemed to be emanating from evangelical America to control through law, to impose their moral values through law.
Scopes was convicted, his conviction later overturned on a technicality, but the law forbidding teachers from discussing evolution remained on the books in Tennessee until the late 60s. And Larson says the topic stays with us to this day.
Those are issues that will be debated next year in the presidential election. They will be debated in the primaries. They're being debated every day in various legislatures. Tennessee, a couple of years ago, they passed a law defending the right of school teachers and actually mandating the school teachers to teach, to allow students to study intelligent design as an alternative. So those issues remain alive in Tennessee and in so many states around the country.
Edward Larson is a professor of history and law at Pepperdine University. He's written Summer for the Gods, The Scopes Trial, and America's Continuing Debate Over Science and Religion. The notes that are going up for auction, Clarence Darrow's handwritten notes, they're expected to fetch up to $12,000.